We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The bloodletting has begun. Phil Nevin, dead. Marcus Thames, dead.
Dead.
Aaron Boone, we don't know yet. But Aaron Boone was in the Bronx yesterday, so that makes you believe, at least for a moment in time, that Aaron Boone is coming back, which would also make you believe that Brian Cashman is coming back. Great night of sports tonight. Sorry for you Ranger fans. That was embarrassing. Maybe you'll do better tonight. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you
today, kid? That's your Stanley Cup pick, New York Rangers.
They're
going to
beat the Stars tonight.
They showed great fight last night, but they're tough now. They're tough now. Yeah. Now, tonight's awesome. The Islanders are playing their first game, the beginning of a 13-game road trip. The Rangers are at home. There's a preseason basketball game. There's a winner-take-all game five between the L.A. Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants. And there's a football game. So I am excited. It's a very nice night tonight, man.
Well, if you're a diehard Yankee fan, how does it feel? Seems like Boone and Cashman are both coming back.
Is that what you've drawn out of
100%.
This?
100%. Listen, Aaron Boone was in the Bronx yesterday.
Yeah.
He drove there. They clearly had meetings yesterday. The result of those meetings are that Phil Nevin, dead. Marcus Thames, dead. Aaron Boone, not dead. And if Aaron Boone's not being brought back, that would have happened in yesterday's meeting.
Don't you think?
Because they would do it face-to-face. They're not douches. Well, they don't pick up the phone and say, oh, by the way, you know, come get your stuff next Wednesday, right?
Well, there's a lot of things, though, to this. Number one, Aaron Boone has a choice. He has a contract that runs out in a few weeks. And while I don't think he's going to be the hottest managerial candidate out there, I think he's a guy who's going to get a lot of interviews. I mean, I can see why the Padres would have some interest in him. And then number two, right now they're firing not just his coaches, Craig, but Phil Nevin is one of his best friends.
Dead.
Right? He's dead.
Dead.
So I wonder from Aaron Boone's perspective.
You think he's going to say, well, I'm not coming back since you fired Phil Nevin? Come on.
I think that's a possibility.
Not even
sure.
Close to being a possibility.
Look, there's two chances for Aaron Boone. He could go back to television, which you've admitted, you've been saying, and I've been saying he has that option. And number two, he could say, I'll go manage elsewhere. Yeah. Do I think that's going to happen for the record? No. I think Boone's likely to come back. But until there's an official announcement, we don't know what the Yankees' intentions are or what Boone's intentions are.
Listen, if Aaron Boone wants to manage or continue to manage, and you have to believe he does, right?
Right.
If the Yankees are willing to bring him back, he's coming back to the Yankees for a gazillion reasons. Among them, he's got children who are still in school. He's made a home for them on the Northeast. The reality that if he ever does want to do TV again, it's easier to go from New York Yankee manager than any other job in baseball manager, maybe Mets aside, right?
Right,
the New York media market. Now, if you're telling me that the Yankees are vacillating on it,
right,
and he wants to manage, and you believe that what his agent put out there a couple days ago is accurate, that the Padres would give him a look-see, which was, kind of belittled a little bit in yesterday's report from one of the baseball insiders that the Padres have a short list of guys and his name wasn't on that short list.
Right.
Doesn't mean that's accurate either, but if you play out the fact, if Aaron Boone wants to continue to manage, the best place for him is right where he's at.
Oh, absolutely.
So my belief is this. I'm not saying I'm right. I have not talked to Aaron about it, nor have I talked to the Yankees about it, but if you'd like, I'll reach out to him, okay? Here's the deal. They clearly had meetings yesterday. The immediate result of those meetings is Phil Nevin.
Dead.
Marcus Thames.
Dead.
And the assistant hitting coach, who no one knows who that is anyway, also.
Dead.
Right. Three guys, there's three bodies in the Bronx right now, and Aaron Boone's not among them, meaning they brought him in, the way I see it, they sat down and they went over the coaching staff. And he had a chance, I'm sure, to fight for his guys. But when he left the office yesterday, he left with the knowledge that those guys were
dead.
Now, if you're going to fire Aaron Boone, and it's their right to do it or not bring him back.
Not renew his contract.
Not renew his contract, which is the same thing as being fired. I've lived that life. I know what it is. Hi, WNEW. All right? If that's going to happen, you do it yesterday in person.
Yeah, but here's
what. You
don't
bring the guy in, discuss the coaching staff, fire three guys,
but you're taking,
and then 2 days later, fire Boone.
All right, so there's a couple of leaps that you're taking here that I'm not sure of, because one of the things I read into this is that the Yankees agree with something I've been saying for a while, and that's who manages this team is completely overrated.
Okay.
I think they're looking at this job as a lower-level position. I really do. So I don't think Aaron Boone was necessarily in on the discussions to fire Phil Nevin. I don't even think he was a part of those discussions. Brian Cashman and a lot of others who have voices in the Yankee organization talked it over and said, all right, what are we going to do? We have to make a decision at some point. Yeah, we got to get rid of Phil Nevin. That'll give the Yankee fans some blood.
And that's the blood you want because of the sending of Judge, plus the 21 or 22 other outs at home plate this year, which is a ridiculous record.
Absolutely. The other thing is the Yankees' biggest failure this season is they didn't hit. So let's get rid of the hitting coach. I don't think Aaron Boone is in on these discussions because I think the Yankees view the manager job, I hate to say it the way I view the manager's job, which is it's a lower-level position,
he's
dude.
He's in on it from a stand. They may have told him.
Well, they told him after they decided.
They clearly, the reason he's in the Bronx yesterday and the announcement is today is because that was the conversation yesterday.
Being told.
Well, that's fine. I'm not
saying,
I don't know either way.
What do you think? And that's why I don't think it's crazy.
Well, it could have gone like this. It could have gone also like, we've made this decision.
Right.
We recognize you're friends with Phil Nevin. May I assume friendly with Marcus Thames. Are you comfortable coming back with us appointing other people in those spots?
Right.
It could have gone that way.
But
to me, it's semantics. They're dead. And now.
But I don't think Aaron Boone is having a big voice in this whole thing. And I think it's very possible that as we sit here 9 days after that wild card game, that they haven't even decided if they want to bring him back or not.
I think by now they have.
Then why hasn't it been announced? Are they negotiating with his agent? Obviously, he needs a new contract.
He does need a new contract.
Right.
It's going to be a multi-year deal. I would think 2 years minimum, maybe three, but 2 years seems to make the most sense. Maybe there's some kind of option on it on top of that. But I would think Aaron Boone has a 2-year deal with the 1-year option, which allows for success, right? Not having to renegotiate off of success either. If he fails, he's gone. Everyone would know that. That's my gut. Now, to answer your, you're going to ask a question right now of me that has no answer because I don't know the answer, which is, what are we waiting for? Like, why haven't they made an announcement one way or the other? Here's what I'm going to go back on, though. I am going to go back on Hal Steinbrenner's only public quote that I know of during the course of this season when it was clear the Yankees were not living up to hype and expectations. And he said, while I take some responsibility, and Brian certainly does, and Aaron certainly does, I put the bulk of it on the players. That's the owner. The owner did come out this year and say that I blame the players. And we'll take a little piece of that blame because we picked those players and Aaron manages those players, but I'm blaming the players. So if you go back to the only public comment made by the owner of the team, nobody should be surprised if the owner decides the manager and GM are coming back to run it back one more year, maybe two, who knows, and we're going to try to get better players.
And that's the key. The term run it back, I think, annoys a lot of Yankee fans because they look at this team, they look at their lineup at the end of the season, they look at the results and say, you can't run it back. Running it back with the manager is not the thing that should scare you. Running it back with the same players, now that should scare you. I get it. Here in the middle of October, the only blood you could get is the manager of the team. That's the blood that would make some Yankee fans happy, and you could cite individual moves that drove you nuts throughout the season. But the problem with the New York Yankees, it's not Aaron Boone. It's not.
Right.
The problem with the New York Yankees are the players. So don't let run it back scare you. Now, if they run it back with the same roster, with the same exact core, where Joey Gallo's hitting cleanup on opening day, scream and yell. Scream and yell. Yell, be upset. But the whole manager thing, and I think the Yankees view it this way too, they realize that's not going to decide the future of this franchise.
I agree.
Getting better players, that's going to decide this franchise.
I also agree. That's why I laugh. I actually giggle out loud when people talk about it. It's even in an article today about the amazing Alex Cora. The Red Sox have the same record as the Yankees. Now, it's postseason's different. Obviously, they beat the Yankees. They beat Tampa. They're in the ALCS. I get all that. But it's not like the Red Sox won 110 games this year. They didn't. They won the same exact number of games the Yankees won. So listen,
you know what the difference is? Just quickly
happening.
About Cora, though, because yeah. I get what you're saying, and I'm not even disagreeing with you, but there's an illusion.
Well, it's an illusion.
Alex Cora makes guys and this team better because how bad the Red Sox were a year ago. And it's, hey, Cora's back, and boom, we're back in the ALCS. I don't think Alex Cora is making a 15-game difference with this team. I agree with you.
Thank
but
you.
I think a big part of why that's said...
I don't care what these people think. It's an illusion. Okay. Alex Cora, I think, is the same exact guy as Aaron Boone.
Well,
they won games because their players played better.
You minimized it a little bit too much.
They won games because our race stunk and their guys got hits. That's why the Yankees aren't still playing baseball.
A lot of that is
true. Not because Aaron Boone mismanaged the one-game wild card game against the Red Sox. If anything, Aaron Boone's managerial decisions gave them a chance to even be in that game, let alone maybe win it when Gerrit Cole didn't show up, the way he managed certain games down the stretch. But I'm with you, essentially. The players stunk. Period. Stop.
Go get better players. That's the story of how the Yankees are going to get better. Go get better players. And for any Yankee fan that wants this blood, enjoy it. You got it of Phil Nevin. You got it of Marcus Thames. You may still get it from the manager, but don't think for a second that replacing the manager with the same exact kind of guy, that's the other thing. Who do you think you're replacing Aaron Boone with? What are you, delusional to think they're going to hire Buck Showalter and that's going to change everything? You think that?
It's not.
Do you think that? I know you don't think that. I'm talking to those other Yankee fans.
Sometimes I feel like you're talking
they
to
don't,
me. Because you look at me and you say you. So I would say sometimes I feel like when you look at me and say you, that you're talking to me and I'm like, I don't never espouse that belief. And then it dawns on me that you're just being you.
I am you.
You're using you as far as everyone else
you.
Listening.
Right.
And you don't mean it towards me.
Not you.
Yeah.
You.
Because there are times I get ready to, I go, he's not talking to me.
That's right.
He knows full well where I stand on these things. Meanwhile, so the Yankees now are in play. And maybe over the course of the next couple hours, we do get the answer. It seems like if you're going to make decisions and moves regarding the coaching staff, you just do it all in one day. Like, you pull the Band-Aid off, you rip that thing off. You don't slowly pull it
you're
off.
You're so right, but you know what? I think what this proves, at least this is my speculation on what it proves, is that the Yankees don't think the manager job matters. And so they're having internal debates. Should we keep him? Should we not keep him? They're almost acting like I asked you your order at Dunkin' Donuts. Like, should I get this coffee? Should I not get this coffee? Should I buy this rug? Should I not get this rug? And honestly, that's how I think they view the managerial job. Like, yeah, I guess we could bring in Joe Espada.
And I guess much like Aaron Boone, you foo-barred my order. Because I didn't order what I want. Right?
Are you talking to me?
Hal Steinbrenner and authority put together a winning lineup.
Good.
And you didn't get it done, whether it's Cashman or Boone. I thought I had a brilliant order from Starbucks, and yet I didn't get what I asked for. Because I did ask for 5 pumps of mint.
You did.
And he came back and said, you're mintless.
Well, when I went down to make that order,
yeah.
I said, excuse me, I'd like 5 pumps of mint. And
that's
the,
right.
the lovely server
barista.
Or whatever the barista
yeah.
says, we have no mint.
We have no mint. Every Starbucks in America's got mint.
So I had to make a decision. That decision was, do I just improvise on my order for Craig or do I call him? And I said, you know what?
You didn't call me.
If he actually had enough energy to come downstairs with me when I was buying the Starbucks for us, then he could have corrected what he wanted the new order to be.
Well,
so since you weren't there,
I was not there,
Evan decided, you know what then? No mint. Just 5 pumps of mocha and let's go.
So while the Yankees are having a bloodletting of their own today, Kyrie Irving did speak last night on his own kind of like Instagram live type dealio. And of all the things he said, and we'll get to a lot of what he said throughout the day, there was one thing that stuck out to me. Because we've talked a lot about Kyrie not playing and the whole thing with the COVID and the mandate and all that crap, right? And I guess we got to a point where I thought we were done this week talking about it. maybe until they open up the season next week and it's a new
story. No, this ends it. What ended it, what's going to end it was Kyrie Irving speaking, and Kyrie Irving decided to go on IG Live and speak. So now I think we can finally have closure to this.
If I may, I was going to get to the one thing that I took out of all of it, which I think is newsworthy.
What's that?
It's the only thing I've I don't care what he said about does he want to play, does he want to play, is his career over or not, is he for or against it? No. The one takeaway from the entire Instagram Live, which was damn near half an hour.
Did you watch it?
The whole thing? Of course I did.
Did you watch it multiple times?
I watched it once. I don't need to watch things 20 times.
I watched it
unless
twice.
Unless it's, certain videos that I'm done with in about 42 seconds. He claims that he was promised, guaranteed, that he was going to be allowed to play this year. Now, to me, that's the quote that needs to be investigated. Who made him that promise? Who guaranteed him that he could be unvaccinated and play? And here's what I came up with. Last Friday, we told you the story how they redesignated the Net practice facility as a private office space. That was done by the de Blasio administration. There is no doubt in my mind that Joe Tsai told Kyrie Irving, I'll get it done for you. You're going to play. And he went to the de Blasio administration, and the best he got was, we're going to let you practice by redesignating the Brooklyn Net practice facility as a private office space so he could practice. Joe Tsai failed him in that promise. So Kyrie's thinking, all right, the owner's politically connected. He's going to get me an exemption. I'm going to be allowed to play. Pretty much his words last night. And the best Joe Tsai could do was allowing him to practice. So that's how that played itself out. They thought they had the political juice to change the law specifically to allow Kyrie Irving to play. And what they found out was you can't trust de Blasio, and he didn't come through.
Well, there was a disconnect because Sean Marks at the beginning of training camp said, I am very confident all players will be vaccinated and good to go. Everyone will be available. Why did Sean Marks say that? Why did Kyrie Irving say last night, hey, I was under the impression there was going to be an exemption? Because that's essentially what he said. And to me, that was my biggest takeaway as well. Because I'm trying to figure out the future as well. Like, okay, is he going to get vaccinated? What's going to happen? My take from last night is he'll play once there's an exemption for him. He'll play once the rules in New York City change. Do I think any of that stuff's going to happen? Probably not. But why did Kyrie Irving believe there was going to be an exemption? And why did Sean Marks believe that player was going to be vaccinated? Were they even talking to each other? Was Kyrie Irving getting that impression from Joseph Tsai? Was he getting that impression from the people around him? How is Sean Marks getting the impression that Kyrie is going to be vaccinated? I took out a major disconnect between Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets. And where it stands now, to me, just watching it three times last night.
Three times?
Twice and a half, really.
Why?
Because I was confused. Because I was confused.
Why did you watch that three times?
Because he was...
You have nothing else going on in your life? Like, do you not love your family?
It was 4 a.m,
honey,
bro.
Honey, why are you watching it again?
Everybody's sleeping.
And again.
And again. Because I needed to...
You woke up at 4 a.m. to watch that twice?
I needed to figure out the hieroglyphics of what Kyrie was specifically saying.
We're going to let you hear it a little bit later on in today's show.
He ain't getting vaxxed. That's what I've come down to.
Yeah,
and he won't play until either the rules in New York City change... Or he gets what he was promised, an exemption.
Somebody made him a promise and didn't come through. That's the owner and the mayor. Those are the only two guys that could have made such a promise. Listen, we'll get all your calls, 877-337-6666. I do believe by the time we're out of here at 7 o'clock tonight, we will have the official answer on Aaron Boone. I think by default, Cashman's back. You're a diehard Yankee fan. Bring the noise.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
A buddy of mine's got a show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give it away, but he's in town filming.
Right.
And I asked him if he would do me a solid and find a role for you on the show.
Why?
And he said, no problem.
Why?
Because I want to see you act.
You want to see me act
and
again?
I think it's good for your career, yes. So I got you a gig. I don't know what the role is. I'll have him call in. He's going to call in like 6:30.
Are you basically saying I have to say yes?
Yeah.
I can't turn it down?
You can't turn it down.
I can't say thank you for your inquiries?
No, they're filming now.
I mean, they're filming now.
Like, you might go to the set tomorrow.
I'm busy tomorrow.
You're not busy tomorrow. You're filming a TV show. So just remind, at 6:30, the hotline's going to ring. And a buddy of mine, I'm not going to tell you who, I'm not going to tell you what the show is going to offer you a job on a show.
Yeah, but if he's offering me a job, then I have the ability to say, hey, no, thank you.
No.
I have to say yes?
Yeah, because I asked for a favor.
Well, I didn't ask you for the favor.
That's why it's such a great favor.
See, look, how is this a favor? Now you put me in a spot where I have to say yes to something?
But, hey, listen. Did I ask you for the Kyrie sneakers?
No,
you just
did, not.
Did it because you thought it'd be a nice thing to do.
It was a
present. Because you know I'm a sneakerhead. So I know you're an actor at heart.
I'm not an actor at
you're
heart.
You're a child actor in a very popular movie.
Stop it.
And it's all good. Matter of fact, that he just called, he texted me and confirmed again. 6:30 tonight, you're going to be offered a role in a TV show.
No, I'm not being offered a role. I'm being forced to accept that role.
You're going to be forced.
I don't have an option.
Yeah. You're being forced. That's right. You are being forced, all right? All right?
You want to thank you. I'm not giving it to you.
I just want you to enjoy yourself. I think it'd be a great life experience. I've been on a bunch of TV shows. I did a movie. So I'm happy that you're going to have an opportunity to spread your wings a little bit. It's my way of giving back. All right?
That's your way
of giving back. The Yankees' way of giving back to Yankee fans? Well, that's bringing Cashman and Boone back. I'm convinced, now that I know Aaron Boone was there yesterday, again, just my sensibility, it's not worth it. An argument. You could feel the same or different. My feeling is that him being there yesterday, them making the decisions they've announced thus far today, I imagine there's more to come.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, what about Carlos Mendoza? What about other guys on this staff?
Mendoza's really his right-hand man.
Mendy.
Yeah.
That's his guy.
Mendoza's really, of all the guys, as much as he loves Phil Nevin and all that, Mendoza's really his right-hand man.
And we know the pitching coach, Blake, will be back because the Yankees love him. I mean, they adore this guy. So we know he's going to be back, but I'm curious about the rest of the staff. If I had to guess right now, I do think he'll be back as well. I'm just not convinced they've decided what the heck they're doing right now.
Yeah, well, I do think we'll find out today. I think this is Yankee Day today. It's a day a lot of you have waited. It's now a week and 2 days since they were eliminated by the Red Sox. It's time. You know, no other Yankee managers had to wait longer than 5 days from the last game of a season or postseason to find out their fate. Aaron Boone's now waited longer than any manager previously in the Yankees' history to find out if he's coming back or not. So I do think the Yankees also recognize that. I think they also want to move forward so they can start concentrating on other things, you know, the quote-unquote hot stove season and what, you know, major decisions to make. Who is their starting shortstop next year? Who is their starting first baseman next year? Who is their starting catcher next year? Who is going to be their fourth outfielder next year? There are legitimate decisions, and one of them may have been made for them already. You may have seen, I know you did, that Carlos Correa came out and said, I love New York.
What was the next thing he said, Craig?
I love New York.
No, he had a full quote in Spanish, but he continued on. What was the next thing he said?
I speak Spanish, as you know.
Yeah, so what was the next thing he said?
The way I translated what he said in Spanish.
Yeah, what did he say in Spanish, Craig? Everyone would like to know.
Okay, I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah.
The way I speak Spanish, but, you know, Spain Spanish, Mexico Spanish, Puerto Rican Spanish, Colombian Spanish, there are little nuances to the language.
Yeah, so what did he say?
So what I read, or what I heard, is that he said he loves the East Coast.
Yeah.
And that he loves the stripes.
Yep.
That's how I deciphered it. Well, what teams got pinstripes, Ev?
Well, that wasn't it, though. They continued. Are you done, or are you going to continue?
I also heard, what I took out of it was, I thought I heard azul, which is blue in Spanish.
Yes, the interviewer thought that what Carlos was saying was the New York Yankees, which maybe he did, and then Carlos wanted to make a point, and he says, I didn't say which blue.
Azul.
Because what's obvious here...
Azul.
What's obvious here
is
that...
He did not say naranja.
Carlos Correa wants to play for the New York Mets. And there's a reason for it. Carlos Correa has played with Francisco Lindor and Javier Baez, I think on the World Baseball Classic team for Team Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And so Carlos Correa is probably envisioning a, how about this? I'll play third. Francisco will play short. Javi will play second. Now, with all that said...
No, he said stripes.
Pinstripes. He wants the Mets, Craig.
No, he said
Azul. I know this is new for you,
Azul.
And it's new for all of us. We're used to everyone wanting to be a Yankee. Gerrit Cole, Mark Teixeira. I get it. But this is a new world because the Mets have money, too.
Azul.
I think Carlos Correa wants Flushing. That's just what
there's
I'm hearing.
There's no way to think that other than having a Met hat on.
Other than him being close with Francisco Lindor and Javier Baez.
I'm sure he's not close with any Latin American ballplayers on the Yankees. He doesn't talk to a couple of those guys, too.
Do you have a picture of him wearing the Puerto Rican WBC jersey with anyone other than Francisco Lindor Javier Baez?
I can't say that I do.
Oh, okay.
But I heard pinstripes and azul. So to me, that's a Yankee right there.
No, in fairness, if the New York Yankees offer Carlos Correa the most money, he'll put your pinstripes on.
Yes, I did not hear naranja, which is orange in Spanish, but I did hear azul, as you did as well.
Yes.
All right, Matty's in the Bronx on the fan. Big Matt, what's cooking?
What is up, my man? Evan, I love you, Evan. I love you, but you are dead wrong with the manager being a low-level position in baseball. I don't know how you could possibly think
that. Well, because GMs have admitted that, and the actions over the last few years have shown that.
So all I'm going to say is let's look at the four AL playoff teams. Tony La Russa is a Hall of Fame manager, even though he may be crazy. Dusty Baker has been a manager since I've been alive. Kevin Cash invented the opener. And Alex Cora comes back and the team looks different. How could you say it's a low-level position?
Ned Yost managed the Kansas City Royals to back-to-back World Series. I rest my case.
I mean,
Thank you.
San Francisco's manager, Gabe Kapler, right?
He was the worst manager in Philadelphia. Look, managing is a job, and its importance is measured in a way that we can't measure. And I think it's handling a locker room. It's why Joe Torre was great. But general managers agree with me. That's why they don't pay managers a lot of money.
Like, Aaron Boone makes less than a million. I know, listen, $500,000 is a lot of money.
Why?
So then before I just say
no, but why don't they make as much as they used to? Because general managers view the job as a low-level position. Why? Because they're making a lot of the decisions. So I understand being old school. I'm old school. I am disgusted by what the L.A. Dodgers just announced. The L.A. Dodgers, and I want to bring this up because it is relevant to the Yankees, they just announced that Julio Urias, who won 20 games this year, who made 32 starts this year, is not starting tonight. They're going to use an opener. This is baseball in 2021. This is the L.A. Dodgers, not just the Yankees. This is the world we live in. We live in a world in which Dave Roberts got a call from upstairs, and they told him, Julio Urias was great this year. He's not starting. We're using an opener. Yankee fans, myself included, went nuts when they used an opener last year with Davey Garcia. The L.A. Dodgers are the team. They're the team we all view as the standard. What are they doing tonight? How do they view the manager's position? This is the world we live in. This is not me starting a debate. This is me just telling you that this is baseball in 2021. Can you imagine the reaction right now here in New York? If all of a sudden the Yankees, before a winner-take-all game five, took a 20-game winner who had a great year and said, we're starting Chad Green. That's what just happened. That's the L.A. bleeping Dodgers. That's the team you want to be. That's the team I want to be. That's baseball. We can scream about analytics. We can want an old-school manager. Sorry. The L.A. Dodgers don't even do that.
By the way, Alex Cora, before he came back to the Red Sox, was making $800,000 a year to be the manager, and Aaron Boone makes just over $1,000,001.
Is that a high-level position or a low-level position?
Well, I mean, compared to the average person, sure, but the GM's making five times that.
That's my point.
Right. The GM is the most highest-paid executive in the team. If you consider a manager part of the executive branch,
and by the way,
they are paid pennies on the dollar compared
to
their GM counterpart.
I want people to realize this. I wish this wasn't the case. I'm not
arguing
what
they make at all.
What I mean is I wish we lived in the late 1980s where managers were managers. We don't.
Well, because we now live on computers.
Yeah.
Right. The guys up in the office that don't ever step near the field are now making a lot of the, you know, the overall decisions. Now, no one's calling a Baron Boone or Alex Cora in the eighth inning saying, hey, pinch hit this guy, pinch hit that guy.
No.
But there's an overall plan.
Tonight's plan in San Francisco was where'd it come from? Do we all believe it came from the manager? A manager who's been a multiple World Series? A manager who's won a World Championship? This is the world we're in now.
Right.
Think about what just happened. And what we would say if it was us. Because we'd be, I'm telling you, you can only imagine what the Yankee fan and the Met fan would be saying
if
right now.
If they had a Game 5 elimination game. And they were going with
an opener.
An opener?
Well, I mean,
Devy Garcia, right?
Right. But the difference is they went to J-Hap. Julio Urias won 20 games, had a sparkling ERA, made all 32 starts, and he's not starting tonight.
Yeah, it's a panic move. That's what it is. Or it's analytics and some computer spit out the fact, don't start him, bring him in the second or
it's
the third or whatever it might be.
It's analytics.
Well, that's why a lot of people don't watch baseball. I, of course, got the gift of watching the Rangers last night because it was not on MSG. So I got to watch the TNT coverage of it last night.
That was something.
With my main man, Kenny Albert. And an awkward-looking Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky and Drew Brees apparently have the same barber. I don't know what's going on there, but it's either attached to their heads or they did something else in the offseason. And I feel so bad because Wayne Gretzky looks terrible.
He also sounded pretty terrible.
Well, that's Wayne Gretzky.
I know, but he's not good, dude.
I know he's not good at it, but that's Wayne Gretzky. He's on with us every day.
That's my guy. I was gonna break it to him lightly later in the show and say, Wayne, you're not good.
What happened to Wayne Gretzky's head and Drew Brees' head? I don't get it.
At least he scored 5 goals on Charles Barkley. That happened at least.
I mean... They run Charles Barkley out on more things.
Everything.
Like, it's almost like you can't have a successful telecast if Charles Barkley doesn't come by. And I love Barkley. I do. I love him a lot. When I got in trouble, he was the first guy to text me to pledge his support to me as a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
I love him. But I always wonder, like, why is the NFL bringing Charles Barkley on the set? Why is the NHL doing a bit with Charles Barkley? And I get it. He's funny. He's entertaining.
He is very funny.
But last night... Like, was the opening of the season.
Yes.
That's not the day you need Chuck in the studio or playing hockey, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, save that for week 3 when no one gives a rat's ass. How come our ratings suck? Oh, because it's week 3. Go get Barkley. Like, to me, that's when it makes sense.
Yeah, but it was entertaining.
It was entertaining, yes.
By the way, I think this helps prove my point.
What?
A manager was just fired in Major League Baseball.
Oh, wait a minute. So, was Rojas the first?
Rojas wasn't renewed, but yeah. I think Jace Tingler may have been. Was Jace Tingler before Luis Rojas?
They announced it before the season ended.
Okay, so it was Tingler one.
Like, anybody knows who Jace Tingler is. I mean, what are you talking about?
This one's good. This is a good. It's not Aaron Boone, by the way.
No, I know that.
But a team that took baseball by storm.
Baseball
just fired
by
their
storm.
Manager. Yeah.
A team that took baseball by storm, the St. Louis Cardinals.
The St. Louis Cardinals have fired manager Mike Schilt.
Didn't they win like 20 games in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the manager's job is a low-level, replaceable position. I don't say this with love. I don't say this out of enjoyment. It's just what it is, man.
Jimmy's in West Harrison. Jimmy, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great. Today? What's up?
Evan. How gullible can you be?
Concerning what?
Yeah.
Concerning that acting job that your boy wants to get you into. It's an avenue for you to get out of the show.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Not even a little
bit,
sir.
Are you trying to make me a successful actor to where I just willfully say, I'm gone, see
you later? I'm pretty sure he's playing someone who's dead or is going to die.
Really? What?
Yeah.
There's the opener. He's opening the door for you.
Yeah.
There's the opener.
I like how you think, Jimmy. I'm not trying to get Evan an acting job so that he no longer has time for radio. Like I said.
I'm going to die in the acting role?
You might be dead in the acting role.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you might play a dead guy.
I'm intrigued. See, at first I was like, acting role, I don't know if I want this. But now, the more you talk, the more I'm like, oh, I'm a dead guy? Okay.
You, like, when the credits roll, you might be third dead guy.
I'm intrigued by
but
that.
But it's a legitimate acting role. Like, it goes on your resume.
Nice.
Do you want me to give you hints throughout the day?
Yeah. The first hint I like, though.
All right, let me
intrigued
see.
By this. I'm dead.
Let's see if I can give you a hint. All right. Here's a hint. This is a good one.
Yeah.
It is an Amazon Prime show.
Oh, I like Amazon Prime.
Okay, that's a good hint.
Subscriber.
The show is actively on Amazon Prime.
Wait a second. I'm trying to connect the dots of the first 40 minutes of the show. Right. I'm playing someone who's dead, and you open the show.
No, you might die. At some point, you're dead. I don't know if you start dead if you get dead.
Am I playing the role of Phil Nevin?
No. Dead. Marcus Timms. Dead.
Am I sending someone around third?
No. Well, I don't know. You might be. Yeah, that may have a different connotation, though, for the movie. Here's Raul in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Raul, how you doing, buddy?
Man. What's up, baby?
What's good?
Sergeant Raul calling. Listen, I called you about 3 years ago when you were on the internet radio.
Yeah.
And I told you, we met in Irvington at the softball game with you and Boomer.
Yes.
And I told you, listen, we support you. Whatever happens, you're going to bounce back, baby. And here you are.
Thank you.
So proud of you. And let me tell you, I wish you were in Puerto Rico with me, man. It's like 91 degrees, and I'm here without the wife. But there's no girls on the beach. Lying. So listen, I want to thank you for everything.
If I remember correctly, you're a former police officer, right?
That is correct. We spoke. We spoke when you were on the internet, and
and
I told you, listen, whatever happens, we support you 100%. And here you are, and I knew that you were going to bounce back, and here you are kicking ass.
Well, listen, if you have a nice little bungalow on the beach and an internet connection, there's no reason why I can't do the show from Puerto Rico.
Hey, listen, I'm going back to New York on Monday. I'm on a little three-day trip that I had some extra miles. We have a little restaurant in Bayamón called Doña Ana's, and I went to go see my family out there to say hello.
Well, when you get back, please look us up when you get back, and get back safely, all right?
I'm going to send you some merchandise, NYPD stuff, but I want to thank you once again, and God bless you.
Yeah, but more importantly, listen, let me ask you a question, and I'd love that. I'll rock the shirt or hat, whatever you send over. Does the family make mofongo or no?
Yes, of course. Does the fungo. Does a Puerto Rican walk in the sand? Of course.
All right.
Mofongo.
So one day we'll get together, and I'll eat the family's mofongo, and we'll call it a wrap. All right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.